going to just shake it real good, go ahead on.
Right? Oh, yes, yes. If it's settling, shake it. But the particulate should be in at least one ion per molecule.
Did the ion stabilize?
Once silver or gold in colloidal solution are set to a frequency, they'll stay. They'll remain. And they will remain at a frequency as high as the highest frequency emitted. In other words, if you're going to have a colloidal solution with nothing but silver, which is a good antiseptic, the best antiseptic, it cannot go higher than the frequency of electrically treated silver. But when you add gold, you can bring it up another notch. Platinum would bring it up to a greater extent. But you see, you're talking about using over an ounce of gold for a gallon of water. Now you're talking, by the time you get everything done, and the electrical input, everything done in the apparatus, you've got over $500 a gallon, and you're losing money. But you're getting well. And I want Zita to know that above all the ones in this room today. There comes a time when you have to have surgery, because that's what physicians are for. And even though your body could wall off and slough off something, sometimes it's just better to surgically remove it and get it out of the way. It is then your mind is able to deal with it and cast it aside, and your body is not having to struggle at that absorption and exchange, that sloughing off. So we have to be patient. It's a very physical thing that takes place. And I'm skeptical of faith instant healing. And that may sound very, very bad coming from me. But you are manifest in a physical world. You live in physical bodies, and you need to attend the physical being. Now, what you need to do is get your mind straight with God so that the body can do its perfect work. And that means that you have to give it some help, because the intent on your place is to subjugate you, depopulate the planet to a suitable number of people that do not, what they call, uselessly eat. And to get you under enslavement regime so that you continue to serve them in the elite positions. And you have to work within the system while you're doing it. So we have to play out those roles the same as everybody else. Is there anything else that we need to talk about before I ask DJ to read?
Yes, I have a question with colloidal silver and the storage of colloidal silver. Can everybody hear me? And the colloidal silver, if you store it by a microwave or by electrical source, would that lessen the value of the product?
No, if anything, it would enhance it. You have a certain frequency, and I would not want to go into electrical engineering here. But as a matter of fact, early on in the Gyandriana growth process, while we were trying to kick up the frequencies, you see, ones like Dr. Hoffman, for instance, considered that all you need to worry about is the frequency. That's not all you need to worry about. We must worry about particulate. And these little pieces of particulate being able to carry a charge and slough off radicals. Floating radicals. Well, it isn't enough to manage to get a glass of water filled with Dreas up to a certain frequency. It might very well kill whatever alien environment species might be in there floating in your cells. Let us say an HIV virus. These are all man-made tampered viruses. But once you've got a tampered virus with a capstone held on by a titanium molecule, you have to have a higher frequency than that titanium molecule to blow it out. And we find that that is easily done with the drills brought up to the proper frequency. And we can get that from the cosmic rays. If other things in that solution, in its bath, its amniotic fluid, if you will, if that is perfect, we can kick it to any frequency we want. Well, you don't need great frequencies to knock out the highest frequency of intruder into your body. It causes other things to happen, but it's more on an emotional level. You really don't want to levitate, no matter how much you think you want to ascend. And you don't want to glow like a light bulb. What's going to happen when you're trying to hide yourself in a dark room? So let's be reasonable about the human body. And if the body is damaged in some way so that there is no functioning tissue left, you're not going to miraculously start functioning. A man with no kidneys is not going to automatically grow more kidneys. Is it possible? Yes, it is. But your mindset is such that you won't do it. So why would we do that? Let's work within the regulators' parameters, and they leave us alone. And we can, by putting in the proper particulate, which we use oxysol and an addition of both the colloidal gold and the thiocol. I keep forgetting what you call these things. And then we can bring up the frequency and hold it to the highest frequency that we want through the cosmic rays. That's why it's done outside. And I have no pick whatsoever with the way things have been, because you have been getting extremely high frequencied Deandriana. But we came to the place where, with the new diseases coming through to enhance your immune system, the way you take the Deandriana, by the time it kicks in and you have taken some of these colloids, you're going to feel good again pretty rapidly. Whereas if all you're taking is the Deandriana, by the time it can hit an overwhelming disease and allow you to recover, a lot of time has passed. And sometimes the overwhelming assault will get you. So you need all these products, and I don't know what to tell you if you only have to have one, whether to keep your immune system up with the Deandriana or be sure and keep some silver colloid available for the blasts that come against you, because you actually need both. And if you can apply oxysol to any injury where you may be getting an invasion of a bacteria or a virus, is the best cleansing for the skin that you can get. And that's why the lotion is really good, because it will adhere. But it should be very stable. Indefinitely stable. Yes.
What's the main way that they're assaulting us, that the bacteria and the viruses, is it the water only?
Through the parasites. As far as you, as the general population in the United States, with the usual mysterious viruses, you have the parasites now that inhabit 100% of the water supplies. Doesn't mean that you're going to get 100% coverage from that. You need to hold. I want to finish this one. There is no way anymore to keep it out of the water supply there are too large populations, and it has been introduced to too many major water systems, so that you have a parasitic larva or egg or cell. They're usually little crustaceans, hard-shelled little ovums. And any time you introduce a virus or a cross, a mutation between a virus and a specific bacteria, it will be carried in that parasitic egg sac, and then it will hatch once it is ingested in the right temperature and the right environment comes about. So it's almost impossible not to have some of those things happening. You have a lot of people still, and ones will write in and say, well, I can't, nothing happened. Oh, yes, something happened. I don't care if you saw something or you didn't see something from the antiparasite kit. You can live a very long life with some pretty nasty parasites. It's when your body begins to deteriorate in any way at all that you're put at compromise by these little parasitic things growing around inside you. It is not unusual. It is almost the normal thing. But anymore, the viruses and bacteria are geared to move inside cells. The HIV immediately enters, it's lazy, it just integrates into a cell where nothing can get at it to kill it. That's why you have got to have the colloids. This is why you've got to have the ganglia. Those cell structures merge. Once you have a particulate that can go inside a molecule, then you take it, it will merge inside those cells in your body where it can do some good. And at the same time, they are released as the cell membranes are penetrated. It's a little bit like water osmosis, except that particulate is not necessarily coming through. The membrane is simply merging with the membrane of the cell. And you are now releasing the antidote for whatever is not supposed to be within your cells. And this is why you will get tuberculosis patients now, HIV patients, who have active full-blown AIDS now after they've gone through a treatment period, cleaned out the parasites, and then hit it with a final silver regime, they're testing negative. Because you've gotten rid of the parasites that harbor these little guys. They give off the toxins that register positive. Is it a catch-all, a cure-all? It's as good as you've got. You don't have any anymore. And for every antidote that you can get, they can create now a mutation virus, bacteria that can, you know, can resist any antibiotic that you have. I don't know of any that can totally resist the silver colloid with a gold frequency yet. That will come, but if that comes, we have metals that, or elements that you don't have on your plate that we can bring, just like we brought the grid. I fully intend to do it. A remnant's going to get through it. God wins the war, my friends. I don't care if there are not more than 200 people left. We win.
Commander?
Yes.
Along these lines of healing and the products in our bodies versus our minds and everything, Little Crow will say quite often that if we just get out of our own way and turn it over to our bodies, we could heal ourselves. Could you comment on that?
I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Your body has everything built in that it needs.
Commander?
Yes.
Would you care to comment on Richard Miller as a receiver, and in particular a book that he came out with called Star Wards?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
more than I want to talk about the beings in South Africa. There are just some things that, number one, are not my business. And number two, if we get into that, it causes me to make some kind of a judgment, and I don't want to. I can tell the ones in South Africa, however, that this being that they've got going over there is very interesting, and they better leave it as being interesting. I'm not going to talk about its place or the circumstances around this person that they have or where it comes from. That has to evolve. I will repeat, the master is not on your place. There is a very good reason for that. It stops the confusion. When the time is right, everybody will know, and it will be different. But at this point, for the very reasons of these ridiculous stories that get started, he's not here. He's not with you.
Commander,
please.
Regarding that last question from Brent, I think you've commented in the latest journal that we just got on page 104 about that question.
Good, then. Everybody refer to page 104.
I think that's the page. I'm not sure. It'll be listed under the solar cross in the table of contents. Solar something.
Let's talk about mind control. You're going to be here late because I think there are about 3 hours of tape. So, EJ, would you read, please, if you've got it with you? If you'd like to make remarks about tractors, etc., now's the time to do it also. We've had some very warm responses, and please forgive anything that may get out there that was written prior to getting some of the feedback that we have. But it looks like maybe we can... Well, why don't you say whatever needs to be said? There's nothing that's finalized.
Okay. Well, before I do anything else, I want to do something about Dave Overton. He doesn't really want to have his mail come directly to him. He would prefer to have it come to contact or the Constitutional Law Center to be forwarded down to him. So anyone who wants to send cards and letters should send them to contact or CLC for forwarding. In the matter of the tractors, we've had a number of nice people call and write letters offering their assistance. But the most fun one comes from Colorado, and a gentleman whose last name is Sutton, and he has a 1937 Model A John Deere.
Two-cylinder.
And it's in good shape. Not only that, but it has a hydraulic wood splitter attached to it that he uses. And this Deere person says that we can have it if we'll come and get it. And so I had to put an anchor around Charles's neck just to keep him here for 2 or 3 more days. Anyways, it should be just a ticket for some of the things that we need, like moving irrigation pipes and hauling spelt around, those kinds of things, the chore kinds of things. Even if it isn't large enough to pull a big plow or a big disc. We'll just have to keep looking for a way to handle your chores. We have had an offer from one of the neighbors that when he doesn't have things of his own to do, he would be happy to do custom work for us. And that may be one of the ways to get things at least started. So we'll keep working along there. We have a cleaner finally got here from Kansas. And the aspirator is here. They're nearly installed. Probably this coming week they'll be up and ready to run. And our friend down in Burbank continues to order something close to it, I would guess, around 5,000 to 6,000 pounds of cracked spelt per month now. And that's providing us with a pretty healthy market. It's not a lucrative money-making proposition, but it helps to support the grain operation. And the flour bread sales are going along steady, which isn't particularly profitable. But it's kind of like the half-price sale that we got with the Guaiacol and Oxysol and Gold. What we lose per item, I guess we make up in volume.
That works for the Khazarians and nobody else.
Here's the writing. There's the October the 26th. I'll read the first part because it leads into the balance. Transformation, the book, is now available in its compiled and published book. Transformation, ordering information will be made available in the contact. I honor those who allow the whole world to know their innermost terrors and experiences, for it is the only way in which the masses can come to know anything of the truth of that which transpires in the elite halls and back alleys, hidden, corrupt, and ugly, brutally ugly. As you near Halloween within the week, it is even more important that you see and know of the integration of simple evil behavior with Satanism. The facts are that all actions away from and with intent of wrongdoing are against God Creator and our wondrous creation. We were given the privilege of running some of this information in series in contact. You readers have continued to support the people involved and damaged by these evil servants of Satan, and those controlled and controlling misfits are in some of the highest benches and offices of your nation's black network. Please support these people who are willing to risk everything to bring truth to the lighted stage. Kathy O'Brien's story is a multifaceted story of terror and horror, beyond the King variety of terror mysteries. Why? Because you cannot put it aside and say, well, it's just a novel. No, it is not just a novel of terrible chapters. It is truth, which involves men in the highest places of your government and heads of state and churches. Mind control. Mind control is the major development for management of people and has come of age throughout the world. We have written of mind control in America, Russia, China, and elsewhere. We have offered information on silent weapons for quiet wars. We have offered tale after tale of these terror secrets in such as Satan's drummers. And still more and more new information flows into our desks and overflows. The stacks upon stacks of information and correspondence shifted off to all of the space in the rooms. I am asked to consider moving aside from cellular life for a few writing sessions and share one of the more recently received documents, October 18, 1995. Since we are approaching Halloween, one of the more sacred days of satanic cults, perhaps it would be wise to do so. Then perhaps we can combine the chapters of information already well presented for the author. The author's name is Hans Ehrlich Gresch, who personally sent the material to Rick Martin at Contact. You must understand that Contact gets around readers, even if some people are too frightened to subscribe. I urge you to subscribe, for one of these days soon, the subscribers will find themselves in safety because of their listing as subscribers to SAM. If you are too frightened to subscribe, please send a bit of donation to the paper for week to week. It must be reduced in size and content due to lack of support. Our dream is that as soon as Mr. Jackson can fulfill his commitments and agreements with us, we can offer the paper at a much reduced price and flood the public with free copies. I ask that a copy of Transformation be forwarded by Rick to Louis Farrakhan.
Actually, I should, because we always wait for Ron, and I do what you do. But I believe that you will find that he's either in New Mexico or he will soon be there. So things do happen. Things are taking place. And he is chosen whether he likes it or doesn't like it. And we'll get it done. Go on, please.
It is not just the black ghetto inmates that are in controlled fear and insanity. It is the mass mind in final trouble. With this in mind, we will offer Dr. Gresh's experience with mind control and another tale of terror. But note, readers, the concept is always the same, and you can see the interconnections of global network closing in on all people everywhere.
I think he needs a new bearings.
Quoting. That noise you hear is John's walker squeaking because one of his wheels is dragging, I guess.
That's what I said. He needs new bearings.
Hatton's coming. Please realize that this document is written by a person of Germany and the English structure may be lacking grammatical correctness. We will only change structure in all instances to clarify. Otherwise, the documents will be presented as written. We will try to replace dangling prepositions from time to time, but never mind sentence structure. Just please absorb the message. It's called Behind the Democratic Facades, Mind Control and the Satanic Cult of National Security by Hans Ehrlich Gresh, M.D. For contact with Dr. Gresh, he offers the following information. Well, I'll skip some of that. Nuremberg, Germany. It'll be in the contact for those who wish to follow it up. A preliminary remark by Dr. Gresh. When I wrote the first version of this report called Mind Control, Memories of a Victim, I thought that I had remembered and understood the essential elements of the mind control treatment from which I suffer. But meanwhile, new insights made the revision of this paper necessary. So I would like to apologize to readers of the earlier version of these memories that they now have to read the text again if they are still interested in my case. What is mind control? Mind control is the misuse of the most advanced knowledge and techniques of the behavioral sciences of psychiatry and psychology, combined with the very old methods of torture and brainwashing for the purposes of the military-industrial complex. The general objective of mind control is to transform a human being into an organism which is intelligent and competent as a human being, but which has no free will, which could be programmed like a computer, which is not able to ponder upon the consequences of programmed actions, and which is not capable to remember the process of programming and even the programmed actions after they were finished. Mind control is industrial production with people as raw material. In most cases, it is arms production, but you can also use mind control people for other purposes. To seal up the source of radiation after an accident in a nuclear power station, for example, could require a suicide squad. Skilled mind control technicians would be able to overcome this difficulty while remaining calm and without signs of fear, ignorant of the deadly danger in which they worked. Secret services or the political police can also benefit from mind control. To infiltrate certain terrorist groups could be so dangerous that nobody with free will would accept to do this. But a mind-controlled zombie would have no choices. Young, good-looking women, and sometimes men, could be abused as mind-controlled sex slaves to satisfy the perverted desires of powerful politicians, being mere tools doomed to forget the degrading experiences afterwards. And, of course, the armed forces are interested in using fearless machine-like soldiers fighting impeccably in any situation with no hope of saving their own lives. Examples like this make it clear that with mind control, the democratic state under the law can solve some of the intricate political problems concerning free will in complex hierarchical societies indefinitely. Of course, this sentence sounds cynical, but you cannot survive mind control without a good sense of black humor. Although mind control is administered secretly, some representatives of the democratic state have to be informed. Therefore, a convincing justification was created and is fostered by the Satanic Cult of National Security, the SCNS. The essence of this justification is that in order to save democracy, you have to abandon it gradually. It is not surprising that in many aspects, the satanic cult of national security, SCNS, resembles a fascist secret society. And because the members of this worldwide secret society are, quote, determined fighters for freedom and democracy, end quote, they should be called democratic fascists. In contrast to the German Nazis, the Nationalsozialisten, or whatever, they aren't guided by an elaborate ideology. Their cognitive frame of reference is pure technology. They are techno-fascists. It is a defining feature of techno-fascism that the fascist interventions are hidden behind a democratic facade. Mind control is the modus operandi and vivendi of an innovative kind of fascism which is facade democratic, so-called reactive, techno-pragmatic, and based upon the advances of the behavioral sciences, especially psychology, psychiatry, and the neurosciences. The ultimate goal of the SCNS is to subjugate the people to dictatorial control, to prevent them from recognizing this, and to replace the real experience of slavery with the fictitious experience of being a citizen of a democratic state under the law. One of the methods to achieve this goal is mind control, and most frequently used technique is television. Hatton says, and if you people can't see this in action, there is little hope for change. Heading the basic process. The process of producing a mind-controlled individual usually runs through three phases. Phase one. The goal of this phase is to prepare the mind and the nervous system of the victim for programming. The victim is placed into the condition of extreme helplessness, disorientation, and fear, and is then confronted with massive physical and mental stresses. The victim's sense of self-preservation is undermined. His identity is weakened or destroyed, and he has regressed to the emotional and cognitive state of an infant, wherein his mind is then disassociated. Phase two, the goal of this phase is to program the victim, like a robot or computer, with new attitudes, plans of behavior, and new frames of reference in which the attitudes and plans make sense. At least two personalities are constructed. Number one, a robot personality that is consciously in contact with the controllers to receive the programming. And number two, an artificial new personality that is unconscious of the fact of being programmed, and that fragment is unconsciously determined by the robot personality. The robot defines himself as a robot. The conscious artificial personality defines itself as a man. The robot is programmed with endlessly repeated indoctrinations, and by means of conditioning, punishments, and rewards, the robot is called a slave. The slave is the interface between the controllers and artificial personality or personalities. Phase three. The goal of phase three is to selectively erase the memory of the victim. This is not an erasure of memory in the sense that the contents of memory are destroyed. Instead, the faculty to remember certain experiences is deleted. At least two domains are erased. All episodes directly or indirectly associated with the process of mind control, and all biographical elements that don't fit into the logic of the new artificial personality. The overall goal of this process is to convince the victim that she or he is absolutely powerless and the mind controllers are almighty, as in God. The role of torture. I am surprised that many authors writing about mind control believe that human robots, zombies, slaves, can be produced by means of hypnotism, drugs, and electrical stimulation of the brain alone, eventually brought to completion by some mild or symbolic forms of torture such as psychic driving or sensory deprivation. Parenthesis. Walter H. Bowers has corrected this error in the second edition of his pioneering and breathtaking book called Operation Mind Control, second edition. Drugs, ESB, and especially hypnotism are not so powerful. There may be some wizards who can manage a lot with hypnotism, but nevertheless, mind control is not vaudeville, but industrial production. I am convinced that only unrestricted physical torture, in combination with the soft psychological and psychophysiological methods, can do the job. Today, to torture somebody, you don't need a rack from the Middle Ages. This can be replaced nowadays with a device emitting the appropriate electromagnetic waveforms and frequencies. With the term physical torture, I also mean torture of the nervous system. The functions of unrestricted physical torture are at least to associate the original personality of the victim with pain, panic, and horror, after which the desired personality is conditioned with pleasure. This is also for the purpose of functioning as aversion conditioning, to establish new behavior patterns through which a panic-controlled mechanism of amnesia is induced, i.e., if you remember, you will try to betray us, but we will be informed before you succeed in managing this because we are everywhere, and thus you will then be again tortured in order that you will not remember. That's on comment. Kathy O'Brien refers to this as, quote, nowhere to run and no place to hide. The purpose is to produce an artificial controlled multiple personality disorder, an MPD, which also is, under natural conditions, a result of traumatization, ill treatment, sexual abuse in childhood, etc. By the way, torture itself, even if not combined with mind control techniques, elicits monistic disorders or memory blockades concerning the process of torture in many cases. With heavy electroshocks, the victim is regressed to the state of an infant. Then the torture resembles, psychologically, the ill treatments of childhood. Rape is common, in addition, as an equivalent of sexual abuse in infancy. To be a human robot means to be mentally ill, and also defines a person suffering from multiple personality disorder, MPD. The difference between a natural MPD and an artificial mind-controlled MPD is that the latter was consciously tailored by the controller to whom the victim is tied by invisible, unconscious chains. Many students in the field of psychology and psychiatry don't believe that mind control is possible, and that is probably because they haven't understood the basic concept. MPD produced by a simulation of the natural conditions of its causes. This is very important, for only if the natural conditions of the causes of MPD are reproduced will a human robot work reliably, and is a must in all clandestine actions. Heading, the methods. As far as I can remember, I was the victim of a program with the aim to delete my personality, to literally dissolve my personality and extract it my nervous system. I am not sure as to whether or not I am able to put all the details remembered into the right chronological order. During a mind control treatment, you lose your ability to localize yourself in space and time as a consequence of being electroshocked, drugged, hypnotized, and treated with electromagnetic fields. They told me that I was sentenced to death for spying and that they had found a method to execute me while leaving my body alive. To achieve this aim, they applied at least the following methods. Depatterning treatment using electroshocks, prolonged sleep deprivation, and psychic driving. They also used a method developed by H.C. Teen called electrolytic treatment, ELT. This uses electroshock and behavior modification with an aversion conditioning of the old with a reward conditioning of the desired but personality. This is the most perverted method which ever has been developed in classical hypnosis, drugs, and so on. They utilized torture of my penis. They used a device which I call a torture trouser. This is a sort of a loincloth made of leather and steel bonds by which an electrode is fastened to the penis of the victim. They probably insert an electrode in the urethra in order to induce maximal pain with minimal traces so as to not leave visible marks of torture. This is essential because these signs would remind the victim of being brainwashed in spite of the fact that his memory had been erased electronically following the sessions. For electric supply, they use a cable or a battery so that you can freely move, and if the operator wants to torture you, he sends an electric signal to the battery using a transmitter. This is a very practical device for aversion therapy. It was presented to me that they would torture me to the extent I would give up my life until I accepted the premise that I would be dead. Until I would be dead with my body alive. And indeed, after some time, the victim is forced into some sort of a feigned death reflex concerning his original personality. This feigned death reflex is frozen afterwards by dissolution of memory. I was given a drug that induced near-death experiences. When I was clinically dead, a voice suggested to me that he was God and that he had decided that I would have to be born again as a slave. Then I was again... And I think I'll stop here and change the tape.
Jay, you might want to set up a mic on the phone.
Why would I want to do that?
How much further do you have to go? But literally, the identical methodology, and you have someone, and I wish to express my appreciation. You have taken a document that was superbly written, but by one who speaks German. And therefore, you know, we hang prepositions out there to dangle and a few things like that. And yet it's reading very well, and I appreciate that. Rick, you should come in and respond.
Hello.
Rick?
Mark.
How are you, my friend?
Well, we have a room full of people here, and you're on the speakerphone, and we have a microphone attached to it, so speak freely.
Well, this is one of the first times I've felt very comfortable about speaking freely. Kathy's on the other line.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
I heard you guys were going to be mingling today and taking a look at an older video. We thought we'd like to take the opportunity, since you're all in one place at one time, to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all the help and support you've given us. We, at this point, don't really know how we could have made it without you. We survived for quite some time by the seat of our pants, so to speak, but then along came our white horse in the form of contact. And we feel like we weren't alone anymore.
Yeah, we wanted to send a great big thank you and a whole lot of love your way, because we really appreciate what you've done to help us get this word out. But for me, it's been real healing and just real rewarding to see so many good people join us in the...